The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
You know, getting out of the front door can be difficult enough for some people, but getting out and running when you're completely blind, now there's a challenge. Tony Nichols is blind and is from Basingstoke, and he is going to be running the Great South Run with a guide from the Basingstoke Guiding Group. He and his guide, Paul, have been talking to our own Laura Kirker.
My name's Tony Nichols. I've been blind since birth. I've done a little bit of running when I was up at college, not a lot as I am now. I've started it up ever since, and I haven't stopped.
And how did you start running with the Basingstoke Guiding Group?
I heard it from an ex-colleague where I used to work at Basingstoke, and she put my stepmum in touch last year. So I've really got to know them all. And a friendly bunch.
And I understand you've done 49 park runs?
That's right, yes.
We've got Paul, who's one of your guides for these runs.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the Basingstoke Guiding Group?
Well, we started with two of us about a year ago, and now we have 26. This is because Tony is becoming famous, so lots of people have seen him out there running. And then they come and have a word and say, how can we get involved? You can just use your voice. Yeah. You can just have a hand on the arm when you need it, or you can use various types of tethers. Some tethers are flexible, some are quite solid. It depends what the runner likes. Tony likes a flexible tether.
Certainly do. Basically, I have a tether. I put my arm through. It's got two ends, and then the person who's guiding me puts their arm through. They would just run side by side, either on the right or left, but I tend to run on the right. Obviously, you have to be the ladder talking. Like fast runners are coming through, Paul always talks to me about what obstacles there is, like tree roots, like slippery surfaces, wet puddles. Well, absolutely soaked last Saturday, and muddy. And on the Basingstoke Park runs, we get all sorts. We get kids in pushchairs. We get dogs. We get all sorts, really. One time, I was out with volunteer, trying to get round a tree as well. A dog stopped, and then you have a buggy as well. That's when Peter first started guiding me. We all got to learn that somehow. Got to try and avoid the barbed wire fences. Which, yeah, okay. I had a couple of bumps, but nothing too serious.
You had a couple of bumps into barbed wire fences?
By accident, yeah. Yeah, it does happen. Yeah, but nothing serious. I quite enjoy working with new people and running.
We would try to find a guide who can run at the required pace and distance. If somebody's starting out as a runner, that's not a problem. But if we have an experienced runner, we would try to find them a guide who can run at their pace. Mm. If we find a visually impaired Mo Farah, I think we'll be in trouble then.
Give it another few years, I'll probably be like another Mo Farah number two.
And Tony, how has your training been going for the South Run?
Yeah, it's progressed ever since. Each week, I tend to go out on different days, or try to, whenever the volunteers are free. Most of the time I try, or have been going out at either 4:30 when I finished here at 5, but it's not always possible, and it depending on the volunteer situations as well.
And do you have a personal best?
I do. I can't think what the PB was. Can you remember, Paul?
Is it 33 minutes something,
yeah.
Tony? Something
33
like that.
Minutes.
Very fast, anyway.
Yeah.
And do you have a goal for when you do the Great South Run?
Trying to aim, was it for 2 hours and 35? It was my first marathon. I eventually want to do the London one once I'm more confident.
So you are raising money for Thrive.
That's it, yep.
How much money have you raised so far?
Over 1,000, I think.
And what was your target?
£500. Yeah.
So you've raised twice as much as you were hoping.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Basically here, I come 3 days a week. We have a meeting all together. You're in different groups. I do the walled garden at the Vine on a Tuesday with one therapist and volunteer. And then on the Wednesday, I go to the Vine again to do conservation, which is cutting trees down, bashing the bracken down so you get rid of all the spores, rhododendron cutting back, done the lawn mowing, grown my own veg, you have your plots here. Yeah, I've done a little bit of gardening at school, but not, again, same as the running, not as big as it is here. All my family farmers, I like the outdoor life. I enjoy it ever since.
Well, good luck to you, Tony. All the best with the Great South Run, and do tell us how you get on. If you're running any of these marathons or any of these events that are taking place around the UK, then do tell us about it, especially if you're running with a guide, because, you know, that's the only way I could do it, I guess. I don't think I could manage that.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.